Are you tired, frustrated, and feel stuck? Are you a high-performing business professional, entrepreneur, and you are not getting the results you desire, or you hit a ceiling? Have you been around the block and tried many modalities? You are in the right place. The answer, my friend, is in the little-known brain-soul connection. Welcome to the Brain-Soul Success Show, where we learn, explore, and create your dream life. Your host, Louise Swartzwalter, created a five-part mind-body-soul methodology that clears the subconscious blocks to success. You are a soul with a body, not a body with a soul. The seed of all you need is already within you. From engaging transformational interviews, brain-soul success stories, and secrets shared by health, wellness, and spiritual experts, you will reconnect, revitalize, and transform your powerful life. It's time for you.
Hey, welcome back to the Brain Soul Success Show, where we take back our power. And today, you're in for a real treat. I have my good friend here, Shanna Ross, with us. And she is a holistic leadership coach. She's a women's health advocate, and she's the host of a podcast, She Has the Audacity. And so I was a guest on her podcast. We had so much fun, really hit it off. I'm like, we got to have Shanna on our. So that's what today is about. You're going to learn about her amazing magic that she does with pelvic health. So she's a pelvic health physiotherapist at the Vital Physiotherapy and Wellness Center. It's a leading women's health and pelvic clinic in Midtown Toronto, Canada. And Shanna is dedicated to empowering both her team, her colleagues, her clients through coaching, mentoring, and education to really see their value and help support them from their strength inside and out. That's where we kind of worked. Yeah, we share that, don't we? Yeah, absolutely. I love empowering women
that too.
Yeah. And so, you know, she's renowned for her expertise in pelvic health and in leadership and also recovering from perfectionism and the realities of parenthood. So as we were sharing earlier, I said, hey, how many kids do you have again? She has four beautiful children. So amazing mom, amazing therapist and a coach. She's a sought-after educator and speaker who inspires her clients to take charge of their health, their mindset, and their lifestyle, and follow their purpose. She really is a true champion for high-achieving women and helping them overcome that perfectionistic tendency and align with their why to really achieve their dreams. It is such a delight and honor to have you with us today. Thank you for being with us, Shanna.
Thank you so much for having me. I love any opportunity to hang out.
Oh, yeah, I know. Isn't that just, it's really fun. Conversations are really fun. You know, and obviously the first question is, how did you even get into pelvic floor health? Like, how did you decide to go into that whole field?
I think like most people, you know, we come to what we do because of what we've needed, right? The experiences that we've had. Mm-hmm. You mentioned I have four kids. I'm very avid gym goer, exercise enthusiast, and in between like my second and my third baby, after having my second, I was having a lot of back pain. I was having a lot of hip pain, pain with sex. And I was very committed to getting my body back because, you know, my eldest is 15 and my youngest is 5. And, you know, after my first, my body, quote unquote, bounced back right away. I thought that was very important. It meant I was doing things right. Mm-hmm. And after my second, it was a little slower. And, you know, I really deeply believed that it was my job to get my body back. And I was doing, I don't know if you remember or if you've ever participated in P90X, Tony Horton's, it was a DVD set of exercises, and you received a number of CDs and DVDs, and you got a calendar for when you were supposed to do each DVD. Uh-huh. And one of the DVDs that we received was called Plyometrics. And plyometric exercises is jumping and high intensity exercise, more of jumping, high energy type movements. Mm-hmm. And there was one exercise that was called the Rockstar Jump. And You embodied your inner rock star and you would hold your guitar with one hand and you would strum the guitar with the other hand. And at the same time, you would jump up in the air and kick your bum to your heels as though you were like Aerosmith or, you know, whatever rock star you were taking on at that moment. And every time I did that, I would pee my pants.
And interesting.
I went to my doctor, you know, at this time I was already a physiotherapist. I was working, or, you know, mm-hmm. the states, they call it a physical therapist. I was working in an orthopedic clinic for spine, you know, spine, neck, back injuries, sports. And I had gone to my doctor and said, like, you know, I've got like these things going on. And she sent me for an internal ultrasound. And let me say, like, I greatly admire my doctor. I think that she had the best of intentions. This was outside of the scope of what she was able to do. She saw the ultrasound results and said, nope, you're normal. Everything looks fine. And I really felt everything but fine. I really, you know, I felt like the last time I did this, everything just worked again. What is wrong with me? I looked around at other people who are having babies and they didn't seem to be having this pain or discomfort. They weren't leaking. What was wrong with me that my body wasn't doing all the things it's quote unquote supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And at this time I was, the clinic that I was working in, there was one of the physios was getting trained in this thing called pelvic floor physiotherapy. Now, pelvic floor physiotherapists were just regular old physiotherapists who have additional training to provide internal vaginal and rectal assessments. So the pelvic floor muscles are muscles that go from the front of your pelvis back to the back, to the coccyx, your tailbone, and side to side from one floor, side, you know, one sits bone to the other. And they're really important for continence, healthy sexual function, holding up all of your organs, core strength. Like, they have a vast number of really important jobs to do, mm-hmm. but nobody ever talks about them. All I ever heard was Kegels. And I was very, you know, on top of doing my Kegels during my pregnancies and afterwards. Mm-hmm. And yet I was still leaking. And so this friend of mine was like, well, why don't you come and I'll assess you. And when she told me what was involved, I was like, there is no way that you are coming anywhere close to me with those fingers. Anyhow, she convinced me to come and informed consent and everything. Let's just say that. And Louise, when I say it changed my life, what I mean, it changed every part of my life. Now, it wasn't it's not just one and done. Like, I went for a course of treatment. Mm-hmm. But what this gave me was insight into what my body was doing, insight into what it wasn't doing. It empowered me to understand that there was really nothing wrong with me, but I just needed a little bit of support that nobody else had told me about. And mm-hmm. I really went in feeling like so many of my clients broken, like there was something deeply wrong with me and my body. And what I got from this was not just a sense of self, not just a sense of empowerment, but actually this idea that, like, at this point, I was really thinking about giving up on physiotherapy. I wasn't super interested in it anymore. I didn't feel inspired by helping people with shoulder pain and knee pain recover. And you know, all kudos to everybody who does that. I really respect it. Mm-hmm. It just was no longer for me. It was not, it wasn't my deep why. And all of a sudden, I understood that I could make a massive impact on people's lives in an area that they never even imagined that they could be supported in. And so not only did I regain confidence in my body, and by the way, I went on to have two more children, which was unthinkable for me when I started this whole journey, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but I went and I got trained to do pelvic floor physio, and it really wasn't something that many people were doing. And it was the sort of thing, like, I had to start to tell people what I was doing. And I was met by the same response that I gave to my physio friend. I was like, people were like, you're doing what? And I had to, it really built my confidence in being able to articulate what is the value that we're bringing a voice to issues that women are experiencing that nobody is talking about. We've all just been met with, well, you have painless sex, just have a glass of wine. Well, oh, you leak when you cough or sneeze. Well, thank God your kids are cute. Like, they're so lucky they're cute because my body's broken. No, these are things we normalize is what we have to live with. And when I was starting to my practice, I was met with people being like, what do you mean? Like, what's the need for this area? Like, of course, this is just how we live. Like,
There's so much acceptance, you know, and I'm actually really hearing the pain in your voice too. That was a very painful, hurtful, hard time. And yet your struggle became your strength.
Yes.
You know, here you are working with it now in such a beautiful way and helping more women.
Yeah.
And how many women don't know that after they have children, that bladder drops? You know, there's like a dropped organ procedure thing that I learned years ago from Hannah Kroeger. I don't know if it's specific enough to work on what you work on with people, but I just know that it made sense to me that yes, everything falls.
Yeah.
So our bodies are like, different.
Everything does fall in our body, right? And it's interesting. So what you're talking about is pelvic organ prolapse. And a certain degree, like during pregnancy and postpartum, is actually considered like totally normal. When it becomes abnormal, I don't like that term, but when it becomes something that we can support and of concern, it's when it's dropped too much.
Sure.
And that, like, again, those muscles hold everything up. And so if they're not doing their jobs, we just like any other muscle, we can train them.
Yeah. I was just going to ask then, what are the actual exercises that you know, I mean, I don't know if you can describe them or if it's something you have to show people, but you know, what is it that you actually then do when you have to do treatment on those pelvic floor muscles and to really help that leaky, you know, that leaky bladder, that incontinence, whatever that is? Is it different for everyone, or is it a whole like series of things that are pretty similar? You know what I mean?
So the answer is yes and.
Okay. Okay.
There, you know, the thing I like to say is if Kegels worked, nobody would be coming to see me, right? But the pelvic floor are muscles, and they have five jobs. They work on continence. Mm-hmm. They are part of your healthy sexual function.
Mm-hmm.
They do hold up your rectum, your bladder, and your uterus. They're really important for returning, for venous return from your lower extremities back up to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually part of your inner core system. Some people talk about their core, and you know, if you ever go to an exercise class and say, suck in your core, what they're actually talking about are your abdominal muscles.
Right.
Your core, your inner stability system, your inner pressure system is actually made up of, and you're going to like this because this is going to be very aligned with you. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Your breathing diaphragm, your innermost abdominal muscles, your innermost back muscles, and your pelvic floor. So the first things that we start to train our clients on is how to get the system going, because no muscle works on its own. We have to work synergistically with the entire system. So just doing Kegels would be like teaching just one finger to bend if you wanted to work on grip strength.
We teach good example.
The system.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it's not just about strength. So when we're looking at the pelvic floor, we think, oh, just Kegels because I have to be really, really strong. Well, actually, that's a very small snapshot of what we have to actually do. We need the muscles to be strong, true.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have to teach them to turn on at the right time, because if you sneeze or you jump on the trampoline and then you Kegel, your pelvic floor turns on, well, you're going to leak because those muscles have to turn on to counteract that downward pressure. So we have to make sure that those muscles are working at the right time. We also have to make sure that they're flexible. So it's not just about being able to contract those muscles. We actually have to learn how to relax those muscles. And in a system that's working optimally, if you think about your breathing diaphragm, it's sort of upside down U-shaped and it goes underneath your ribs, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's part of this core system, but it's also part of our respiratory system. So when it works, when you take a breath in, a diaphragmatic breath in, you're actually bringing that diaphragm down into the abdominal cavity. So it turns into a U-shape so that your lungs can expand and take in more air, right?
Uh-huh.
And it pushes all of your abdominal contents, your intestines, your kidney, your spleen, your gallbladder, everything downwards. And what should happen in a really well-functioning system is the pelvic floor should relax and receive that pressure.
Okay. That makes sense.
And your belly should relax, right? Your abdominal muscles should relax. On the exhale, the diaphragm springs back up and the belly, both the innermost abdominals and the pelvic floor should contract. So the first thing we start to teach our clients is actually how to coordinate that system. Number one, how to not be breathing up in our necks and using all of our accessory muscles, how to actually start to utilize your diaphragm, which requires our clients to slow down, just usually the most uncomfortable part about it. You think the internal assessment is going to be uncomfortable, but no, that's the least uncomfortable. That's empowering.
Right.
Learning to slow down and breathe diaphragmatically and teach these muscles to work together and pay attention to them, because this is an area we do not want to pay attention to. But actually learning to turn inwards and pay attention and slow down is the first thing that we do.
You know, it's so interesting because that's in everything. So when you're saying slow down, first thing you do, you know, the breathing, all of that. I mean, breath work is amazing. All of them, you know, we're whole people. We need to do it kind of all, you know. But when I say first thing, I'm thinking vagus nerve. So as you're talking, I'm thinking about what I see on my biofeedback devices, and that I always work on balancing the vagus nerve, the longest nerve in the body, because that balances parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous system. So therefore, now we are slowing down. Parasympathetic is the system that slows you down, you know, that how we should be when we're like eating a meal, when we're quiet, and, you know, and then the sympathetic, of course, the fight and the flight. So it is about slowing down even in this practice regarding our pelvic floor.
Should I add on even more to that?
Yes, absolutely.
So, yes. We live in, obviously, in a very fast-paced society.
Uh-huh.
And what we know is when you're in fight or flight, when you're in that go, 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 when your brain thinks it's running away from a tiger, it doesn't make sense to sit and have a slow, gentle bowel movement, or to like jump into the bushes and have a quickie with your honey, right? Like when your brain thinks it's running away from a tiger, there are two major muscle groups that turn on, which is often the pain that we'll see in our clinic. The neck, the neck muscles turn on, and so do the pelvic floor muscles. And so when we start to introduce the slow, gentle diaphragmatic breath, we're intentionally introducing it, not just for the purposes of lengthening the pelvic floor muscles, but also because, number one, the diaphragm massages your intestines and it improves your digestion. But also because if we're just learning to lengthen the pelvic floor and we are not addressing the whole person, we treat from a biopsychosocial model, which is your biology responds to your psychology and the social determinants of health. If we are only teaching muscle specific activities, and then, you know, my client leaves and somebody calls them from their kid's school, they have to come pick up their kid, well, right away their pelvic floor is going right on again. We have to take it from a systemic perspective. That breathing is like, it's intentionally one of the things that brings on that rest and relax and starts to give that nervous system capacity. Because without that capacity, doesn't matter what we do pelvic floor wise, they're always going to be receiving that protect, protect, protect signal.
Yes, yes. And that protect signal, it's the signal of not feeling safe, you know? And that's what I like to do with the brain system, is clear the traumas and the patterns that have kept us like feeling not safe, feeling not secure, feeling not confident, whatever that is. And when we clear that, it feels like the whole nervous system relaxes and can calm down. And then all of this can work better. Right. Yes.
So everything you're going to do is benefiting, like everything is everything, right? We all, you know, almost sing the same thing. We just come from different approaches. And I love that. I love it.
Yes. I want to take you back for a minute to the time that, you know, you had you said right after your second child, when you were having all these issues, you know, with the leaky bladder, and then you had to get help. And then your friend suggested that you get that help. How would you, besides your clinic, what can you suggest for women listening, or, you know, our audience here listening, about some of the signs? What are some of the first signs that they can start to recognize so that they go, hey, I think I might need some help here, and actually seek that help rather than shrink back and just kind of ignore it? You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, such a good question. I love it. So I'm gonna run through a bunch, but this is certainly not limited, because we definitely work with clients who have had like persistent pelvic pain, or, you know, things that are like persistent sexual dysfunction, things like that. But I'm going to give you a list from the latter perspective, and then we can delve a little bit deeper into some of the other aspects. But, you know, when we talk about leaking, what most people think about leaking is like a full bladder leakage. But leaking is it's a black and white issue. Even if you have just had four coffees and you're jumping on the trampoline and your best friend tells you the funniest joke and somebody pushes you from behind, you should still not leak urine unless you're sitting on the toilet ready to urinate.
Okay.
Same thing with gas and stool. So these muscles should be able to hold in your urine all the time. We really ideally want people to be going to the washroom about 5 to 8 times a day to void.
Okay.
Okay. You should be able to feel like a progressive filling of your bladder. For our clients who are like, they are walking and all suddenly have this sudden massive urge, that's actually a sign of a nervous system that's upregulated. It's not a sign that your bladder is small. So we have clients, leaking can happen with a cough, a sneeze, a jump, but it could also happen on the way to the washroom, not making it in time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Our clients who have small bladders. I was somebody with who I thought I had a small bladder. I'm small in general, so I thought that made sense, right? but that's not true, right? I just knew, I call it Costco syndrome because I have a large family. And so I go to Costco to do my shopping. And I would look for my keys and then be like, okay, I'm going to go pee one more time before I go. Okay. And then I go find my phone. I'm like, oh, I wasted a little time. I'm going to go. The idea of being in Costco with my full cart and having to leave to go to the bathroom made me go just in case beforehand. The people who know where every bathroom is, no matter where you are, that's a call we call urinary frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally trainable and not something you have to live with.
Oh, that's really good to know. Those are great examples. Yeah, thank you for those examples so that people can just know, hey, they can get some help for this and not wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
And not wait. You also talked about, and I like that too, you talked about, kind of the hurt and the shame of it, kind of like, oh, this is my problem. This is just... I'm defected. My bad. My body's bad. I see that a lot with women with all kinds of issues. So it's really that clearing that shame, clearing that, and getting back to that acceptance of you're beautiful,
and yeah, I like you just
and everything is solvable. Right? You can solve this problem. You can get the help that you need. Here's beautiful Shanna saying, "Hey, we have a clinic. We help women with this all the time."
Yeah. And I think that there's, it's funny because when we start to talk about it, like everybody was like, what are you talking about? And it's still shocking to me how many people I speak to who have no idea that this help is available. But when we used to talk about it, we would say, just because it's common doesn't mean it's normal. And I really have shied away. I don't like that language anymore. I don't want to say you're not normal given those symptoms because it's your body and you get to choose where you put your time, energy, and attention into supporting yourself. But if you want the support is available to you.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautifully said. Absolutely. Yeah. And this is fairly new too. Like I'm thinking about my past. I mean, I'm a little older than you. I don't think there were public floor. I don't think there were clinics like this or people that would help with this issue. Now, I don't know how people found help back then, but I like that it's being talked about now and people can find, when is this all like come to a full circle here where people can find people like yourself in a clinic that specializes in this? It feels pretty new to me.
It's interesting because I think what it used to be, certainly in Canada, I will speak for Canada, we weren't training a lot of people. It was a fairly boutique, we'll call it, field. But what used to have to happen is that you need to get a referral from a doctor in order to access. So legally, physiotherapists could not provide the care. Okay. And I think, we've really, we've done a really good job about talking about prenatal and postpartum physiotherapy care. Mm-hmm. And I think my next big push is going to be, the number one client base that says to me, I wish I would have known about this sooner, are my clients who are in perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. Because had, they're like, had I known you know, 20 years ago, I would have, but I could have been trained before, I could have trained my pelvic floor before my hysterectomy, my bladder lift, that this was available to me and I could have done this and then I could have avoided that surgery. I wish someone would have told me.
Right. And
so, you know, the prenatal, we've done a lot of work around educating our clients about even anatomy and physiology and position strength and pushing practices for prenatal clients so that postpartum, their recovery is so much better. And so, you know, they understand where the support is available postpartum. The next big group of clients who I think still really, really need to be advocated for are our perimenopause and menopausal and postmenopausal clients, because that's another time where you know, they're hearing, well, what did you expect? You know, this is what life looks like after your period stops. And there is so much support available and we're just not talking enough about it.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful. And I love all the different ages that you can address with that too. And like you said, the earlier, just like anything else, the earlier we catch it, the better.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's never too late.
Exactly. It's never too late.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really, really wonderful. Tell us about this aspect of that whole, you know, whole area you're working. I want to shift it a little bit to business. What's helped you? What's helped you be successful in this business, Shanna?
It's funny because I didn't know that I was marketing when I was marketing. Like those conversations that I was having with people after, like when I first went through my pelvic physiotherapy personal journey and got certified, I didn't know how to, I didn't even know that I was starting a business. Like I call myself an accidental entrepreneur. And I really like, I, in those conversations, like inundating myself and just acclimating and almost like getting used to people saying no to me and then just moving on and continuing with that. I was so passionate and I am so passionate about what I do that if I wasn't right for somebody, I was like, okay, but there's somebody else who I am right for. And it turns out that many of those people who are like, what you do, what, you know, a friend of theirs 10 days later was like, oh, I'm having this weird thing. And they were like, oh, that's so funny. Kind of was just talking to me about that. And so I think that a huge piece of this was just, I don't shut up.
Well, no, that's really awesome. We can tell you're passionate. And, you know, I always hear about what you do. And again, it's like, because that came from your own struggle. You know, when things come from our own struggle, we want to turn it around and then we learn some things like you did, and you did such a beautiful job with that. But I love that. That's really, really awesome, because you're right. You tell a friend and who knows where it kind of goes.
Yeah. And whereas like now, you know, I'm in business masterminds and different things, and they, you know, they talk about like intentional networking and like all these things. And I reflect back and I'm like, I was doing that, but I wasn't. It was just very intuitive. It wasn't because I was purposefully looking around and saying, who should I network with? Mm-hmm. I was just talking to people I thought I could help.
Right, right. Well, you're coming from that really genuine place. Yeah.
Yeah.
That genuine place of passion and really just helping educate people on it too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do a beautiful job with that. Hey, how do you manage four kids and your business?
Well, this is an ever-evolving answer, I will say, okay?
Okay.
The truth is, like, if we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty, when I went from taking my massage table and traveling to people's homes, which was literally how I started seeing clients, you know, I had all these, this is my side hustle. I had other positions as, you know, as a physiotherapist, and I was going to people's homes to treat them in my spare time, quote unquote. And it grew to a place where I had a lot of road rage, and I gave up my other jobs, and I was all of a sudden self-employed, that accidental entrepreneur. And I would drop off my kids at school, take my massage table, drive around the city to see my clients, come pick up my kids, feed them dinner, take them for the extracurriculars, put them to sleep, and then I'd head out again and see two more people at night. And, you know, everything works until it stops working. And so that stopped working. I was really burnt out. I was getting really tired. And I was like, okay, I'm spending a lot of time traveling. Mm-hmm. I need to invest. And so I invested in renting a space. Mm-hmm. And so then all of a sudden I had more capacity. And then, like, thankfully, then we grew to fill up that space. And I was back to back with clients there. And during that time, even in the evenings, I was doing, you know, I was doing Facebook Lives. I was speaking at different events. I was out and about, and I was, you know, I was like, tell the world. And that really worked. My kids were younger and I could put them to bed and then, and not think about them again for the night. Although, you know, I love them and thought about them. Mm-hmm. But my kids are older now. I've got, you know, older teenagers. They need me at night. I can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. And so as, you know, it was very fortunate as my business grew and I hired more people. I was like, I can't do this alone. So I hired another physio. My role now has really transitioned to, I see clients once a week. Mm-hmm. Most of my time is spent working with, coaching my physiotherapist in on my team, coaching my management team, my admin team. Mm-hmm. Coaching my, I have, I do lead leadership coaching for women as well. And that all happens right now for the most part between 9:30 and 3:30 when I pick up and drop off my kids, because I no longer get to put my kids to bed and then have an evening free. I don't have that anymore.
Right.
They need me. And so, mm-hmm. I, you know, very fortunately, I'm not the only, you know, I would have actually felt terrible telling clients, I can't see you, if somebody came to me and they really needed help. Now I can just say, one of my amazing team members can see you. I've right. trained them. We've spent so much. I like really, really have a very honed process for onboarding, which is about 6 weeks long with a full training. We've got mentorship program for my more mature physios and my younger physios. Like, I know that the care they're going to get is stellar. And mm-hmm. so I can say, I'm not going to be seeing you, but you're going to get amazing care. And I'm going to be with my kids right now because that's what they need from me.
You did a great job in your transition here, listening to what you needed. Yeah.
And it felt a lot messier than it sounds right now.
Yeah. I understand. I understand. Cause it was different, but similar for myself too.
Yeah.
You know, if I look back on, you know, my first business, Albuquerque, when I had a brick and mortar clinic, you know, and how I built that with referrals, you know, and how I worked, you know, there a lot and how it did all the speaking and all the TV and all the, all the stuff, you know, with that too. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And then
it works until it doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. It works until it doesn't. And then you need to shift it. And you did a great job, you know, shifting that. And look at how many more people you can serve since you do have, you know, help.
I've got some exceptional helpers.
Yeah. No, that's really, really awesome. That's absolutely awesome. Well, gosh, kudos to you. And thanks for, you know, like really kind of bringing to light a conversation here that isn't often talked about, you know, and that people really need to take a look at and know about, you know. So if you are listening out there, you know, when you're somebody who is, you know, having some of those symptoms, right, of that leaky bladder, all those things that Shanna talked about, even the Costco cart example, right, where you're like, hey, you have to go to the bathroom before you leave the house, got to go again just in case, better go again just in case. Those are all signs that you may need some help and get it, you know, get it earlier on.
Yeah. And it's never too late, but, mm-hmm. you know, I really want people to hear you're not broken. You're not broken.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that I love to say is like, you know, I'm trying to think who this quote is from. So I'm going to butcher it a little bit, but you're both a work of art and a work in progress. So we mm-hmm. don't want to come about, you know, I don't want you to look at your body and say, I'm broken. You need to fix me. You know, you get to steer your own ship and you can grow so much.
Absolutely. And we're all on that self-growth journey, right? We're all on that journey of growing ourselves. And, you know, and so here, and I know that you have a beautiful, also just for even people who are listening and they don't live in Toronto, Canada, I know that you have a class coming up where you can teach long distance some of these amazing tools and exercises for people to, you know, get that healthy pelvic floor and those muscles intact and all that. So tell us a little bit about that, Shanna.
So we are launching our Leakless Method, the 6-week program. One of the beautiful things about the the year 2020 and onwards was that taking our biopsychosocial method of care and learning how to do it virtually has meant that now we can impact so many more lives. Mm-hmm. And so we have a 6-week program, and it is effectively all of the education, the exercises that we teach in clinic one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And we do it in a group. And the best part about this is like, we get to cheer each other on and hear that we're not alone in what we're experiencing. But the, you know, these, it's a six weeks to teach you all of the tools to help you to take control of your own pelvic health journey. And not only is it empowering, but it's really a, what I think is it should be the book that every single person gets. It's like a how-to for your bladder, pelvic health, and nice. and personal care. Because a lot of the things we talk about, you know, I hear so much like, you know, you have to, it's bad to hold in your pee because you'll get a bladder infection. Not true. There's a lot of things that we thought were true about our bodies that are not, and that mm-hmm. are actually hindering our personal growth and our self-care.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's really, really awesome. So I think we'll post the link here below. Also tell us how they can get in touch with you.
I love it. So first yes. of all, one of the things that I love, and I do speak a lot, Louise, with people who are all over the globe. And what I will say is, if you are interested in pelvic health physiotherapy and you don't live in Ontario, you can still connect with me and I'm going to help you find an amazing practitioner near you, or feel free to join us in our leakless method. You can connect with me on Instagram at CharasPT. It's CharasPT, or at Vital Physiotherapy and Wellness. And if you are looking for support, and for a practitioner who has all the background and training, we've got an incredible network, and we would love, love, love to send you to some of our amazing colleagues.
Oh, that's so awesome. And again, we'll post these links here for all of you below here. And gosh, thank you so much for being with us and giving us this awesome information. Again, it's something not talked about enough. And so I really appreciate you coming on today, Shanna. I just love your energy, and kudos to you for really, you know, also becoming that accidental entrepreneur. I love that. That's awesome. Yeah, because well, you're doing such great work. You're doing such great work. Any final thoughts, anything you'd like to share before we wrap up here today?
We have on every mirror in our clinic, we have written so that every time somebody looks at the reflection, they know I am whole, perfect, and complete exactly as I am. And so I want all of your listeners to know that.
Oh, very, very beautiful. Well, you've done such a great job taking back your power, you know, creating this amazing business and clinic that you have and all the education you have for people. So again, thanks for being with us. And remember, everyone, follow your heart, but take your brain with you.